Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and skipped the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. He shoots, he scores. I am your ghost host, Matt.
I'm Derek.
I am Craig.
Please stay calm and one in the foul off the backboard. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you guys. Why are we talking this way?
Wait, it's
no idea.
It's February.
Oh, yeah. We're not quite to March Madness. Oh, but okay. You know what today is, Craig?
What is that?
What is it, Derek?
It's, I don't know. I don't know.
Q Madness. That's right.
Q Madness.
Q Madness here in the graveyard. And sports fans, we are here to take you through.
It's awesome, baby.
That was pretty good, Derek.
That was. Wait, was Dick Vitale in here with us?
Derek is a diaper dandy. But if you're like us, listeners, you do enjoy partaking in the March Madness, which is coming up quite soon. This is Thursday, February the 21st, a special bonus episode. And today and 2 weeks from today, we're going to be taking you through the best queues in all of Walt Disney World. We're ranking 49 queues.
Will Disney be doing the shirts again this year, you think, for March Madness?
I don't know. What do they call that? Magic Madness or something like that?
March Magic.
Ah, yes. But what we're going to do, Craig, do you want to kind of tell the listeners what we're going to be doing? Because we've had listeners ask us before about queues, and we know that every podcast out there has ranked the queues, or to some extent, or talked about the best queues.
I guess we can give a little...
I think first the question must be asked, Craig. What is a queue? Q-U-E-U-E.
A queue is the pre-ride where you're standing in line, and Derek and Matthew have had very in-depth discussions about when it starts, when the ride actually starts, but it's a line that you're in before the ride actually starts. Some are unbelievable. Some are just a line with things that keep you out of other people's space.
And some are absolute trash.
Yep.
Which is what we're going to focus on primarily.
Can we say this too, from the Grim Grinning Guys perspective, we'll say this before we even start this show. If you don't have standing in the queue, don't.
Except I knew Craig was going to
pretty clearly
that.
Said.
Because some would have you believe that there are certain queues you must stand in, and you need to stand in. And we're here to tell you, if
why?
You can get a fast pass and get on that ride, do it.
Even the flight of passage.
Even the best queues.
You know, I've never seen all of Flight of Passage queue, and you know what? It's still a good ride.
He's okay with that.
And you know what? Even if I die without having seen it, that's okay, because okay. I've ridden Flight of Passage. And riding that puppy is significantly better than just standing there looking at the props. So now that we've pretty
much... We actually stood in line one time for 2 hours.
Yes, and got nowhere.
And did not get all the way through it.
So now, since we've just degraded our entire show topic...
If they thought the ride rankings were controversial...
Yes.
Wait till the ride queue rankings.
Oh, yes.
Hit their ears.
So what are we planning
on
doing
today? And
there
may be several rides that their queues are better than actual rides.
There could be. What we're planning on doing is today, we're going to rank starting with number 49. And you may recall back on episodes 47 and 49, we ranked every ride, which that was before Slinky Dog Dash and Alien Swirling Saucers were open. So we ranked 47. What we're planning on doing is, this is going to take about 3 weeks, three Thursday episodes, I should say.
Yes.
And today we're going to rank 49 through 30 because we want to tell you how bad some of these are. And the next episode we'll rank 29 through 17. And in the third part of this, we're going to have a Sweet 16 Battle Royale type show.
Yes.
To see which is the best queue in all of Walt Disney World.
Because the rankings, are kind of individual based a little bit.
Yes.
And then... But the brackets, you have to get 2 out of 3.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
Don't eat my Slim Jim.
Are you guys okay, y'all? Y'all need some medicine?
the simple fact of the matter is, Craig, sometimes you do end up having to wait in a line at Walt Disney World. I know it doesn't sound good, but sometimes you have to. So hopefully through these series of shows, we're going to help you focus on, you know, because sometimes that does play a role in which fast passes I choose to get. You know, I'll say some today that are just awful that sometimes I'll get a fast pass for. Is it the best ride? No. But do I want to wait in that queue and my kid want to ride the ride?
Absolutely yes. not. Oh.
Oh, well, whatever. I lost track of what I was saying.
You went off on a tangent there. I got nervous.
So if there's anybody we know here in the graveyard who loves to hate on what Disney does, it's the man to my right, Derek Newsome.
Hey.
So, Derek, we're going to let you start us off with the absolute worst queue in all of Walt Disney World. We'll go Derek, Craig, then myself, and continue on in that loop.
Okay.
So, listeners, for the record, these are lines that you never want to find yourself in. For any reason.
For any reason.
For any reason. Even if they're offering money at the end of it.
All right. Well, that might change some of my rankings.
It could.
And can we go ahead and say a lot of these right here at the start are just, they'll all be blended together and can go in any way because.
In any order.
Yes.
I can't believe you put that as 47 instead of 44. Hey, guys, whatever we do, we better not rank Primeval World too low.
No.
Because the Gilbert boys, they'll show up here with torches. So, Derek, what's the worst line? Not say this too. It is just rides. We're not ranking the queues for the shows.
Okay, yeah, because they're bad on their
That's
own.
A completely different thing. Some of those can be good.
I've yet to see it.
You know, Muppet Vision 3D, Hall of Presidents.
Still bad.
Those waiting areas, I enjoy those. But
because they're inside.
Yes. So let's start with the worst queue, Derek.
Get us started,
the
Derek.
My worst queue is going to be Tomorrowland Speedway. I can't take that exhaust.
Amen.
And if we read that, I'd come off with a headache. And it's just not a fun ride, fun queue to be in.
It's funny you say that because that was the one I was thinking of. Occasionally, I'll get a fast pass for Tomorrowland Speedway because our boys love it.
Yeah. And it really doesn't matter if you have a fast pass for that one or not.
It can, depending on what time of day.
Can it?
Yeah.
And it's all in the sun. I mean, once you get close to it, once you get on your individual ramps, and it's just the gasoline smell really is what gets me on that one.
Tomorrowland Speedway, not a good queue to be in.
Right.
Craig?
I'm going to say Astro Orbiter.
48 Astro Orbiter.
Because you're not even in the queue. You're in the queue, but you're not because you got to go on the elevator and then go up.
And then once you go up the elevator, you're like, oh, I'm about to ride. No.
No.
You have to wait again.
Yes.
But at least it's covered.
Yeah.
It is.
So I will give it that. I mean,
it just moves. The queue line for Astro Orbiter moves so slow. Craig, you and I, we've rope drop Astro Orbiter. And you still have to wait.
Yes.
Like you're the first ones there, and you got to wait to get on the elevator, go up the elevator, and wait to board.
There's
got to
be a better design.
It is not a good queue to find yourself in. I am going to say that an absolutely terrible queue, the raft to Tom Sawyer's Island.
And again, that's kind of comical. That is a ride.
It is a ride. But you're just standing there in the sun. It may be covered.
It is not.
No, it is not.
I think what's so depressing about it is that you can see the raft like 30 feet away over at the island.
And it still takes 10 minutes to
get
to you.
And it's taking forever to get back to you. And then it takes forever to load.
But our last tour guide gave us that we were with, he's just telling jokes.
He did tell some good jokes. He kept it light.
You know, we were sweating bullets.
And that's the thing. I think I'd be more prone to go visit Tom Sawyer Island if there was just a bridge over there.
Yes. Yeah.
But because I got to go all the way over to the other side of the river, then you got to wait. It's a thing. I tell you what, this is good stuff, people. this is going to help you help your
This is going to help your
great deal.
Q experience expand.
I like to call it Q awareness.
Ooh, he used some alliteration there. Your Q experience expand.
Q awareness.
I'm just going to take another spinner. I'm gonna take the magic carpets of Aladdin.
Mm, yeah.
We've named four, and we've yet to leave the Magic Kingdom.
Okay, well, I'll just chime in and go with another one.
Well,
then.
I mean, with the magic carpets, it's so depressing because you can hear the squeaking of the magic carpets. Like they need some WD-40 on
you know,
that thing.
I kind of wish, you know, they have the spinning camel.
Yeah.
What if they had the spitting camel spitting on the people in line?
In line?
And where they couldn't get out of the way.
That'd be great.
That'd be entertaining
for
everybody else.
How quick would that line move then?
Well, I think in the middle of the day, too. There's so many people waiting in line. There's so many people over at Aloha Isle. Like, that's just a busy thoroughfare.
Yeah.
That's a big word. And plus, you see all these people passing you in the fast pass line.
Right.
Yeah, magic carpets can be a very sad place to be. What number is next, Derek?
45.
What do you got, Craig?
I'm going to say the shooting gallery. No, I'm joking. I'm going to say Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. You stand in line and you watch the wall spin. So that's your cue.
The good news is you don't often have to wait very long.
You don't.
I'm staying in Magic Kingdom. I'm going to say number 43, right?
44,
sorry. I'm going to say number 44, Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. We waited 20 minutes for that.
Wow.
That was that Saturday night in December, Derek, where we met y'all after eating at Columbia Harbor House.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a slow line. You'll move up, sit for 5 minutes, and then you'll move up and sit for 5 minutes. Now, again, that's not one that you usually have to wait on in, but if you're stuck in a line there, you know the park's crowded. That's like,
it is.
It's like my measuring stick. If you're having to wait a long time for the carousel, it's going to be a tough day touring. So
yeah, I like to look at that one and teacups. Those are the two lines that I look at to see how busy the park is.
And I think we could have done carousel last simply because there is no queue. They bring ropes out.
Yeah.
They have to there's never a queue, so when there is one, they just have to make it.
Yes.
It doesn't even exist.
But they've got plenty of room for strollers.
I guess the positive to that is you can hear the music from the carousel.
True.
And it's like taunting you, like you're not on here yet.
But sometimes you can catch you don't really have a good view of it, though, do you? The little show they do at the
at
the sword.
Majesty Makers or something, the Royal Majesty Makers.
That's a pretty good show if you get a chance to see it.
But usually the queue's on the opposite side of where they're meeting. Because don't they do it like near the Sword and the Stone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you don't really. You would have a view of it at your height.
Comes in handy sometimes. Number 43, Derek.
43, we're going to go.
Are we going to leave the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, let's leave the Magic Kingdom. Let's go on and do Triceratops Spin.
Which was our dead last ranked ride, right? Yep. Back on show number 47.
But not our last ranked ride queue.
And why would you rank it so low?
Well, again, I don't think any of the spinners have a great queue.
I think one of them does.
Well, one. But outside of that one, it doesn't. But it's just, again, it's a spinner ride.
Thank you.
42.
I'm going to say, and this isn't terrible, but it's...
No, these are terrible, Craig.
These are all terrible.
I'm going to say the TTA. Because, I mean, it's...
Fair enough.
That's another one that doesn't really have much of a...
They just make it up as they go.
Right. Yeah. And if you're not coordinated, you can have a bad accident getting off that thing onto the ride.
It's probably not any lower than it is because there's usually not much of a weight.
Right. But there has been... Remember, there's been times when the escalator thing you wasn't working.
Yes. That happens more and more.
Yeah.
In the TTA, and a lot of people have pointed this out online, it's due for a good refurbishment.
Yes.
An update and just a cleaning, I think. I mean, I love it and I hate to see it go down, but it's in need of some TLC.
Yep.
No, I don't want no scrub.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Are we ready for 41?
41.
Oh, me. I think a lot of this is influenced by my personal experience. I'm going to say Living with the Land over in Epcot.
Okay.
I mean, it's got some quotes on the wall. But again, it's a wall.
Not a lot of... Hey, let's just write some quotes up here.
And that's not a ride I'm accustomed to waiting for. But Derek, you and I spent about half an hour...
We did wait a while.
At 10 a.m. around Christmas. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it moves slow.
So you can get those quotes read over and over, huh?
Yes. 40.
All right, 40. I'm going to go with the newest bad cue.
Uh-oh.
Do it.
Because Disney should have known better. This is... Waiting in this line with a small child is not very fun. And we let him wear a magic band, and there are lots of little places where you can act like you're scanning your magic band. So we do that quite a bit. but we're going to go with Alien Swirling Saucer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the only reason I'm putting it this far down is because Disney should know how to make a decent queue for every ride by now.
Yeah, there's not much to it. How hard would it have been to make some of those walls a little interactive?
Right.
To make a computer screen or something going. It's just immobile props. It's a good one. Brand new ride. Very bad queue. The ride, I don't think the ride's much better, but
it is not.
Craig, number 39.
Is Swiss Family Treehouse a ride?
No.
Okay.
So that whole attraction is a line.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Do you love queues? Well, come on, the queue that never ends in Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
I'm going to go with, even though it is a queue, it's just kind of like sad because they've kind of let it be what it is. Journey into Imagination with Figment.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it's what it's always been. They hadn't done anything to change it.
There's a few things to look at.
Or listen to, that phone ringing, and, you know. But it's just like...
This is a sad and depressing episode. Like, we're going to talk about the worst lines to wait in. Like, lines are bad enough, but you want to talk about the worst lines. This is going to break our download record.
Yes.
Yeah, Figment, if you're having to wait in that queue, it's a bad sign, most likely. But Figment does not have much to offer, Journey into Imagination. Which is why you need to use a fast pass on it.
Yes.
All right, we're ready for number 38. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say Barnstormer. The Barnstormer back in Storybook Circus. There's nothing. You got chicken wire.
Yep.
And I guess you can see the train go by, which maybe makes it not as bad as some of the others we've named. But, I kind of feel caged in. You're not a free-range chicken in that scenario.
I like that, yeah.
And plus, they've got wood. You can get splinters.
That's dangerous.
It's pretty much a death trap waiting in line for Barnstormer.
Death trap, huh? I wouldn't have put it that far.
Yeah, I didn't.
That should be ranked last. Disney. What am I doing? Number 37, it's Derek's Toyn.
I'm going to go back to Animal Kingdom again and just take it out. Primeval Whirl.
Sorry, Alan and Eric.
Oh, here comes the hate mail.
It's not the ride.
It is covered.
Yes.
It is.
And I thought about saying that, but I thought, Barnstormer's in the heat.
But so is Alien Swirling Saucer.
True.
But it's covered with a lot of metal that is not really... Well, they got fans in there too, though, don't they?
I believe it's so. Loud in there.
Yes.
It didn't perform as good as the ride did, right? I don't think.
I think the ride were 32, 33 around there.
Perfect. What number were we on, Derek?
36.
I'm going to say Walt Disney World's
Railroad.
There's not really a queue there. It's just kind of like standing in line once again and just in waiting for the gates to open.
I think the Main Street station is better.
You've got some views from there.
You got some views. You got a few props you can look at.
Right.
But I think if you take the time to check it out, it can be good, but yeah, it's just a kind of a holding area more than anything.
Yep.
Certainly not interactive. Number 35. Again, as Craig said, well, this is no reflection of the ride. I'm going to say Spaceship Earth because it's just switchbacks.
Right.
And while it's under Spaceship Earth, that's cool. You're still just kind of switchbacking. And you can see all the FastPass users going in front of you. I think that makes it harder is when you see all these people with FastPass just taking your place, which usually I use a FastPass there. So,
all right, number 34 is going to be the Liberty Square Riverboat.
Mm.
It's again, that line is covered, and it's not really much of a queue, but the waiting area is just under the little building there.
Yeah.
And it's
kind of different from others because, like, what is it? It departs every half hour. It's like on the hour and on the half hour. So you kind of know when it's leaving, so you don't have to spend time in the queue. So that's certainly a plus on that.
It is.
And you're not, they're never going to fill up a boat to the point where you have to wait for it to come back around.
33.
Number 33, I am going to say it's a small world. I think it's just not much to the ride. You're just going through lines again and getting to the great. It's a small world ride, so
every 15 minutes you do get the clock going off.
Like I said, you notice it. It's
ding dong.
So, all right, Matthew, 32.
42.
32.
Mad Tea Party.
I'm surprised that one made it this far.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I like just watching people.
Accidental.
I guess I like, it's kind of in the middle of everything. You kind of see a little bit here and there. You can see some of mine train riders going. You can catch some of the fumes from the speedway.
Eesh.
But again, probably not as low because usually there's not too much of a wait. And it's an easy fast pass to get. So don't spend time waiting in line to ride the Mad Tea Party. Boy, this again, I can't get over how thrilling this episode is. Just ranking the worst of the worst.
Upbeat. We're, hey.
It gets better, though. As we keep climbing, it's getting better.
What number are we at now?
We're at 31.
Why don't we make this the last one of the day, and then we'll go 30 through 17.
Okay.
On the next Thursday bonus episode.
Sounds good.
2 weeks from today. I know they'll be itching.
On the edge of their seats.
With anticipation. So, Derek, the last one of the day, which is not going to crack the top 30. The 31st best queue.
The 31st best queue.
Has anybody ever asked what is the 31st best queue at Walt Disney World? Probably
ride
not.
Queue.
Ride queue. But yes. We're going to answer it for you.
Okay, number 31, Matthew. I'm going to go with Soarin'.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
No way.
It's carpeted
magic.
You're
crazy. You're out there.
Carpeted magic is what I'm going to call it.
Carpeted
yeah,
magic.
I've always thought standing in line in Soarin' was kind of like a, I don't know, it's a, you're kind of like in a room waiting for, like, to have surgery or something. I mean, because you're like, there's nothing there.
Here, go down this steel tunnel.
They've got that big game on the wall, but other than that, they...
The only redeeming quality is Patrick. I'm your chief flight attendant.
But you consider that part of the ride.
Patrick. No, I don't. Well, they do have the game on the wall, right? I gotta be honest,
Yes.
I think the only time I've ridden Soarin' was with a fast pass. I think the very first time I rode it, we went there at Rope Drop, but I've never waited in the standby queue, like, for a significant amount of time to experience the game.
The first time I went back with my family and rode Soarin', we didn't know what we were doing. We waited for 2 hours for Soarin'.
And how was your experience in the queue?
Miserable.
Well.
I mean, we learned real quick. That wasn't good.
Good ride, but unfortunately not a very good queue.
Yes.
And so it's not going to crack the top 30. Another bad thing about Soarin' too is even if you have a fast pass, you still have to wait.
Yep.
And you're waiting in a very bland steel hallway, which I guess that's part of the experience they want you to feel, but I don't know. I just don't feel it. Good call, Derek.
It's something.
Well, listeners, we know that you have been, just fascinated by the worst places to wait in line for rides. And with that being said, we're going to go to a segment we like to call Grim.
Grinning.
This is going to be a fun question. I got a good one.
This is
going to be a good question.
Okay.
What is your worst experience in a Disney World queue line for any a ride?
For a ride. I would say any queue.
What's your worst experience in the queue for a ride? This isn't really a greatness themed question.
It's not, but we want to let people know that it's out there.
I'm going to use one that is not in Disney World. Can I do this?
Okay.
Sure. Mine is going to be from Disneyland in California. The Finding Nemo submarine voyage, which you talk about a slow loader.
Yes.
That's one of them. Probably why they got rid of it at Disney World. We'd been there for 3 days. I was with Sissy. This is before kids. I was with her parents and with my parents. And my mom, after guiding them around the parks for 3 days, waiting in pretty much no lines, we walk up to this and she had the audacity to say, "Matt, this says 30 minutes. As if I had just, as if it was just going to take all of her life to get on this ride.
A mother's love.
It was the last night. We hadn't ridden the subs. It's one of those things you need to ride if you go out there. And so I spent the next 30 minutes just fuming that my mom had
thrown you under the bus.
Like, why don't you plan it, Mom? Why don't you plan this trip?
After a perfect 3 days.
But yeah, I mean, after 3 days of not waiting, and it was a slow 30 minutes. Like, you'd wait for 10 minutes and then you'd move up and then rinse and repeat. But that was probably my worst experience in a queue line for a ride. Again, that was in California. But what about you, Derek?
Mine is going to be, like we've mentioned before, when all three of us went and waited for, it was an hour and a half to 2 hours that we waited at Flight of Passage, and the ride just quit.
Yeah, that, and we waited an hour and a half and didn't even, just left.
I don't think that we made it halfway through the ride, and we were like, we are out of here. So
yeah,
that's the longest I've ever waited in any line.
And we didn't even ride it.
No.
That was pretty bad.
That was mine. I probably stole Craig's. The good news
is, later that night, we came back and rode it with a rider swap pass.
Yes, we did. Somebody
given us.
Yes. I'd have to say, I mentioned it earlier about riding Soarin', was that was pretty bad. Probably the worst one, but I really never even got to the queue, was we got to the park early. I think this might have been with you guys. We were heading over to Test Track, and right before we got there, a tour group went in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we were ready to stand in line if we needed to, but by that point, we turned around and went somewhere else. So that was a pretty bad experience. And
yeah.
So
before you get to the line.
Before you even get to the line.
Yeah. Here's 100 people just going to cut right in front of you. That was fun.
Well, they didn't cut in front of him. They just beat him to the entry point. Come on.
Well, listeners, again, we want to help you make the most out of your Walt Disney World vacation. And hopefully, as you've heard today, these are the lines you don't, for any reason, want to have to wait in.
We don't want you to wait in lines, period, but especially don't wait in these.
Yes. In 2 weeks from today, we'll tell you about some more lines you don't want to wait in, but not quite as much as these.
But can they wait that long? I mean, can they edge of their seat?
Well, we're making them wait.
Yes. They don't have a choice.
Thank you, listeners, for supporting the show. Again, head on over to T Public, buy your Grim Grinning Guys swag. If you're looking for a direct link on that, you can check our Twitter page, Facebook page, and find those. Leave us a comment, shout out, holla back at you, anything like that. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.